सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
ब्रह्मानंदवल्ली थर्ड अनुवाक।
प्राणं देवा अनुप्राणन्ति मनुष्याः पशवश्च ये प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ति प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति तस्यैष एव शरीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य।
वी आर सीइंग वन ऑफ द इंपॉर्टेंट प्रक्रिया दैट इज यूज्ड बाय the Upanishads. That prakriya is called Panchakosha Viveka Prakriya. Panchakosha means five layers of one's own body. Panchakosha Viveka means discrimination. Knowledge about those five layers of the body. Panchakosha Viveka. Prakriya means a method, a technique. A method is used to make the student to understand in a easy format. Having said that, आकाशाद्वायुः तस्माद्वा एतस्माद् आत्मनः सम्भूतः आकाशाद्वायुः देर् महावाक्य दट् ब्रह्मन् एण्टर्स् इन् पञ्चभूतास् विसा इन् दिस् प्रीवियस् मन्त्र फस्ट् मन्त्र आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः अद्भ्यः पृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः ओषधिभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात् पुरुषः. So that Purusha, the human being born from those five elements, those five elements born from that Atma. Etasmad Atmanah. But Upanishad has presented the whole thing, this person born from Atma only. The content is Atma only, one has to understand. So how to present this? Then Upanishad is taking one kosha one after the other. Temporarily compromising this body is as Atman. Annamayam gumhi soumya. Annam means this Annam is Atma. Made up of Annam, Purusham is the human being who is none other than the transformation of Annam. This body is Atma. In that Annamaya topic, first layer of the body, when Upanishad presents, it gives as though this is Atma you take up and meditate upon this body, that total Annam. Total Annam means what? Whatever you consume in this universe, total matter is called Annam. The whole universe is called Annam. Because whole universe is nothing but matter. That matter, but it won't appear as matter for us, no? According to Shastra, it is matter. The whole matter is called Annam. In that, this food is also one part. Matter means food is also matter that we consume. Through forms we consume, we experience. Through sounds we experience. Whatever you experience is called Annam. Whole entire universe you experience is nothing but Annam. That samashti level Annam, that Annam alone he is here in the individual form. Just as you salute to the flag, keeping that whole country in your mind. See, the whole Annam you cannot worship, you cannot invoke. Therefore, that Annam you have to invoke here. Samashti Annam you have to invoke on your own body, which is nothing but Annarasa Mayaha. So, Annarasam is there. That way, every day, we the Indians have a rasam. No? Even North Indians are also have a rasam. Rasam is one important dish in our dining table. So the rasam, to remind this rasam only, I think. Okay. Anna rasa mayaha. Forget about your rasam, whatever you are preparing at home. I know you prepare very well. Anna rasa mayaha means the essence. The whole body is nothing but the essence of annam, food. So the samashti annam, whenever I say annam, it is samashti. Anna rasa mayaha, mayaha word if I use, it is individual level, vyashti. So this vyashti anna rasam and samashti annam are non-different. Because this is made up of annam. So samashti annam, this anna rasa mayaha, both are one and the same. I have to meditate upon that. This annarasamayaha, this is called ahangraha upasana. So total virat anna purushaha, virat is none other than me here itself, I am available. This is upasana. This upasana if I do, what is the benefit? You get plenty of annam, sakama phalam. Whoever perform this upasana, ahangraha upasana, that annam, total annam is nothing but this annarasamayaha. Upon me, that annam I invoke. Samashti, virat, I invoke upon me the Vishwa. Therefore, this upasana gives him what? Plenty of food. Whatever you like to eat, you will get it. There is no food for you which is not available. All types of food is available. This is sakama phalam. Every upasana has got two phalams. Based on bhavana. Based on your bhavana, one is that bhavana, if it is sakama attitude, bhavana is sakama phalam, I want materialistic benefit. The materialistic benefit is plenty of food you will get. Nishkama phalam, your bhavana is, I don't want plenty of food I have got. I don't want much more food than this. Therefore, I want nishkama phalam. Nishkama means a spiritual benefit. Chitta shuddhi, chitta vishalata, vairagyam, jnana yogyata, all this called nishkama phalam. Your bhavana is different. Therefore, whoever do upasana, the two bhavanas, no? based on, the phalam is based on two attitudes, sakama bhavana, nishkama bhavana. Sakama bhavana irunda, I want some kama. Sakama means what? Kamena saha vartate iti sakamaha. What kama? I want plenty of food. Therefore you get food. No, I don't want food much. This is enough for me. I want jnanam, vairagyam, chitta shuddhi, chitta vishalata, nishkama upasana. This is spiritual benefit you get. Here material benefit only you get. So this is annamaya level. Now once Upanishad says, what is the shape of this annarasamayaha? The shape of the body is the shape of annarasamayaha. What is the form of this body, structure of this body? That alone is dakshinah pakshaha, uttarah pakshaha, puchyam pratishtha, shiraha. All these are the forms to meditate upon. All these are symbols. Right hand, left hand, legs, and head, atma, this is center portion. All is meant for upasana. Therefore, when you keep murti in front of you also, you meditate when you do upasana, do puja, you offer the flowers, even anganyasa, karanyasa, when they are doing, they do this. Those who are doing anganyasa, karanyasa only, they understand. On fingers and everything, they invoke the Lord. The devatas, they invoke. Every part, they invoke. So, that way, if you meditate upon this samashti and vyashti, this is anna. Annam is Brahma. Annam, Brahma. We come to conclusion. Atma is what? Anna rasa mayahan. Then Upanishad says, don't stop here, that is not Atma. Annarasamayaha is not Atma. This Annarasamayaha is a product. This is a product. This is not Atma, this is a product, karyam. Then what is the karanam for this Annarasam? Prana is the cause. Pranam is the karanam. Tasmadva etasmad annarasamayat anyontaratma pranamayaha. Etasmad annarasamayat, other than this annarasamaya, there is anyaha, different, antaraha, inside, that is pranamayaha. Prana is there. Anyontara atma pranamayaha. Once you take the prana is the cause, annarasam will become what? Effect. Karyam. So karanam is important or karyam is important? Cause is important or effect is important? Cause is important. Cause is important than effect. Why? What is the reason? The reason is, the cause alone gives existence to the effect. Cause alone gives the existence to the effect. Effect cannot exist without cause. So the karyatva nischayaha, number one. Point number one is what? Once I go to pranamayaha, annarasamayaha will become karyam. Karyatva nischayaha, number one. I have given 6 points. Karyatva nischayaha, anatmatva nischayaha, mithyatva nischayaha, koshatva nischayaha, previlapanam. I will explain now. Now only we are transferring from kosha to kosha. Now first karyatva nischayaha. Karya means effect. Effect is always depending upon what? Cause. Therefore pranamaya is very important. Annarasam is the product. Karyatva nischayaha. What is number two? Anatmatva nischayaha. Upanishad says, until now I am presenting you this annarasam as Atma. This body is Atma. But what I want to say, this annarasam is depending upon the prana. Therefore, this is anatma. Pranamayam is Atma. Pranam alone is the Atma. In that previous mantra we saw, Tasmadva etasmadanna rasamayat anyontara Atma pranamayha tena esha purnaha. This prana is filled with, or this annarasam body is filled with prana. What is the shape of prana? Prana by itself is not having any shape. So annarasam also don't have shape. The body, human being form is the purushavidaha. Purushavidaha means human body shape alone is the form of annarasam. Now annarasam is karyam. So prana shape is what? Anna purusha only. Again body only. Body shape only, the prana shape. Where is prana? In which part of your body prana is there? Whole body. Everywhere you pinch your body, you can understand. Prana is in what shape? Anna? Purusha vidaha. In the same form it is there, pervading. So for upasana, anvayam purusha vidaha, tasya prana eva shiraha. Prana is the mukhyam head, that respiratory system. Vyana dakshina paksha, this is for upasana. Right, vyana is the right wing, pakshaha. And apana is uttara pakshaha, the left wing. Akasha Atma. Akasha means samana prana is the Atma. So prana is the Atma of what? Annarasam. Annarasam is the product. There samana prana content. Prana is the content. Who is the container? Annarasam is the container. Our body, Purusha Vidha, is the container. So this is called anatma. Anatmatva nischayaha. Every anatma is a product of atma. Since prana is the atma, annarasam is the product, every product is called anatma. Anatmatva nischayaha, number 2. Karyatva nischayaha over. Anatmatva nischayaha. Or atma karyam. Anatma means what? Another name of anatma, atma karyam, atma nudiya product anartham. Atma become what? Pranatma become the cause. Become the cause, therefore it is atma. Pranamaya is, now you have to take prana as atma, annarasam as anatma. Now once you come to this, another thing what you have to do, annarasa is mithya. Whatever is anatma, it is mithya. Whatever is product is mithya. Whatever anatma is mithya. Whatever is karyam is mithya. Mithya means what? False. Mithyatva nischayaha. It is a name and form. Namarupatva nischayaha. Once I consider it only nama rupa namke vasti, it is not real. This part is only nama rupa. Nama rupatva nischayaha. Once you do, what is the satyam? Clay is the satyam. The part nama rupa is mithya. It is not real. It is anatma. Part is anatma, part is karyam, part is mithya. Itna vandadi po. Part is mithya. First part is karyam. Karyatvat anatma, anatmatvat mithya, mithya nama rupatvat. Next one, koshaha, koshatva nischayaha. Whatever is karyam, ipdi dash dash potinde ponu, whatever is karyam, it is called anatma. Karyatvat ghatavat, ghata is anatma. Yedi illiyo adi anatma, nijama illiyo adi anatma. Ella karyangal namarupanda. Namarupa is false. But part name and form, nama and rupa, it is not real. What is real? Chollinde irukom, clay is real and 10 varshama. Clay is real, clay is real. Namarupa, part and name and form are only on your lip. வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரம் நாமதேயம் மிருத்திகா இத்தியவ சத்தியம் சாந்தோக்கிய உபனிஷத் கேர் ஆஃப். ஓகே, ஸோ மித்யா வாட் இஸ் மித்யா, வாட் இஸ் காரியம், வாட் இஸ் அனாத்மா, வாட் இஸ் நாமரூபா, எல்லாம் வந்துச்சா இல்லையா? ஸோ பாட் மெர்ஜ் இன் டு வாட் நவு? கிளே. எல்லாம் மெர்ஜ் ஆகலையா சுவாமி? அப்படியே இருக்கேன்னா இன்டலெக்சுவலி இட் மெர்ஜ். இன்டலெக்சுவல்ல தெர் இஸ் நோ பாட் அட் ஆல். இல்லை பாட் இருக்கு சுவாமி, என்ன பாட் இருக்குன்னா எடுத்துட்டு போ, ஐ வில் டேக் த கிளே, யூ டேக் த பாட். பூஜை சுவாமிஜி இன்னும் ஆர்கியூ பண்ணுவார், விடமாட்டார். யூ டேக் த பாட், ஐ டேக் த கிளே. நோ நோ சுவாமி, வித்தவுட் கிளே ஐ கேனாட் டேக் த பாட். தேர் ஃபோர் வாட் கிளே அலோன் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் பாட், தட்ஸ் ஆல். சுப்ரவிலாபனம் டிசால்வ்ஸ், மெர்ஜஸ் பாட் மெர்ஜஸ் இன் டு கிளேன். ரியல்லி தெர் இஸ் நோ பாட் அட் ஆல். வாட் ஈஸ் தேர், வாட் வாஸ் தேர், வாட் எவர் வில் பி தேர், கிளே. திஸ் கிளே இஸ் வெரி வண்டர்ஃபுல். நோ பாட் கிளே எக்ஸாம்பிள். வாட் அபவுட் வி? திஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை திருஷ்டாந்தா, யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை டு தார்ஷ்டாந்தா. ஒன்ஸ் அன்ன ரசம் is a product, prana is atma, prana is the cause, means annam, anna rasam, this body, human body, which is made up of annam, is mithya, mithyatva nischayaha. Whatever has got a borrowed existence is called mithya. Pot has got a borrowed existence from where? Clay. Therefore, pot is mithya. Whatever has got borrowed existence, pot has got a borrowed existence from the clay. Therefore, pot is mithya, unreal. Mithya means what? English la myth ani solluva, and mithe mithya. Nama mithya eduthu poi anga myth ani pannitam. Mithya means false, unreal. So annamaya atma is namarupa, borrowed its existence from what? Pranatma. Now, annamaya is mithya. Pravilapanam over. Pravilapanam means, suppose you see a rope snake. Rope snake. Rope is the satyam. The snake is karyam, product. Okay? So, snake has borrowed existence from where? Rope. Our snake. Okay. Not real snake. Rope snake, our rope snake, that snake has got borrowed existence from the, I am giving another example, that's all. One example puriyalana innor example. One example ke puriyano, adhi puriyalana ronda example ku povendida. So rope has given that existence to the snake. Snake is the product of the rope. Rope is the cause. So snake has got borrowed existence from rope. So snake comes under what? Karyam, anatma, mithya. Now there is no snake when you say other than rope. Rope, snake pravilapanam. Snake merges into rope. As though merges into, and put into inverted commas. As it were. There is no real snake to merge, really speaking. But in your notion, there is a snake. That snake dissolved into the rope. That is called pravilapanam. Merges into, resolve into, dissolve into. This is called pravilapanam. Similarly, annarasamaya dissolved into pranamaya. Then prana upasana one has to do. This prana atma is there. Samashti prana is there. Then upasana, when it comes, samashti and vyashti. That is what we are seeing. These are all old lesson. Whatever I am teaching is old lesson. இந்த கொஞ்சம் கஷ்டமாக இருக்க, இந்த டஃப்பாக இருக்க டாபிக்குன்னு ரொம்ப நேரம் எடுத்துட்டா ரிவிஷன். ஓகே சுவாமி, ரிவிஷன் எடுத்தால் கூட கஷ்டமாக தான் இருக்குன்னு சொல்லாதுங்கோ. பிகாஸ் தீஸ் லேயர்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். Now prana, again upasana we have to do. This is a upasaka here. Pranam deva anu pranam ti. Previous upasana is what? Because of annam only everything is survived. Because of annam only whole thing is, whole creation is coming. He did anna upasana there. Now since prana is the atma, one more point also we have to do. That is koshatva nischayaha, very very important. Koshatva nischayaha, when I resolve the vyashti anna rasam into prana atma, okay, this anna rasa will become what? Annamaya kosha. Annamaya will become koshaha. Once I give karyatvam and karyam, anatma, mithya, and channa, udane, inur status vandudu. Koshatva nischayaha. Whatever is anatma, whatever is mithya, whatever is karyam, whatever has got the nature of previlapanam, it is called koshaha. I thought of bringing that chart. Now you see the connection between that yoga class and this class. Why I have started yoga class? Puriyada? Not to do nukki fit exercise. Annamaya koshahana. Annamaya became koshaha. Maya means vikararthe mayat. Vikaram. Annamayam vikaram shariram. Prana annamaya vikaram shariram. Then prana vikaram shariram, annamayam. So annamayam is koshaha, koshatva nischayaha. Once I do this koshatva nischayaha pravilapanam at individual level, I have to do this samashti level also. Samashti annam merges into samashti prana. That is very important. Liam, this is karyam. Body is karyam, anna rasam is karyam, annamaya kosham merges into what? Pranamayam. Pranamaya. That is atma. Similarly, vyashti level I have merged. What about total? Total also annam has to merge into prana. Pranam deva anu pranandi. All devas also surviving because of prana. Manushyaha pashavascha. All beings, human beings and other beings, animals, birds, etc. Pranohi bhutanam ayuhu. Pranas, these pranis, that's why we are called what? Pranis. Prani. Pranaha asya asti iti prani. That which has got a prana. We are all pranis. Okay? Jivasvai, jivaha asya asti, jivdhatu, alive and artham. So, pranam, deva, anu prananti, pashavaha, manushyaha, pranaha, ayuhu bhutanam. Ayuhu means, is the life, bhutanam of all beings. Pranasatve, ayushatvam, prana abhave, pop off. Ayu abhavaha, lifespan, the longevity is based on what? Prana. Tasmat sarvayusham pranam ucchate. Therefore, this prana is said to be the life of all, sarva ayusham. For all pranis, what is the ayu? Prana. Therefore, sarvayusham. All pranis means a brahma pipilikanta nar. Up from Brahmaji to small ant, bacteria, virus, up to that. There, that's why scientists always find out the consciousness through bacteria, virus. They see through the microscope. And the microbes, actually, they find, oh, consciousness is there. They never check about their consciousness. They always search consciousness outside. That is unfortunate thing. And there are people, I went to an ashram, they have lot of microscopes and they are seeing that consciousness in all microbes, virus, and the water la nariye poochirukkinliya adukulla consciousness they are showing to others. Even in milk also, water also, there are so many bacteria. And the bacteria is so active, moving. Amoebas are also there. Next day onwards, that milkman stopped bringing milk because lot of poochi irukke palla thannila kuda that person stopped drinking water why na so many bacteria are there I don't want to drink water anna idella paithyam anna why you are searching for all those things so te ye upasate whoever worship prana in this manner which prana is the ayush for the whole universe for all beings pranam brahma iti upasate pranai as brahman samashti in artham brahma means here not sachidananda atma here brahma means samashti brahman mai abhimana with prana is pranamayaha brahma iti upasamashti pranamayaha pranam this prana vyashti prana brahma iti upasate brahma means samashti prana ye pranam brahma iti upasate sarvam eva ayuho yanti what is the benefit they attain long life no long life long and without apamrutyu won't come apamrutyu won't come and they live long yesterday I saw 132 years one person lived 138 years wow. We have to really do namaskara to him no? What a great 138 years and so sarvam maybe he might have done this upasana prana upasana So there are so many people who are living long life because of this upasana sarvam eva ayuhu yanti means they attain a full span of life without any apamrutyu pranahi ayuhu prana alone is the life of all beings therefore prana is said to be the life of all sarvayusham uchyate iti Yeshaha yaha yeshaha pranamayaha eva shariraha atma This is another important technical term sharire bhavaha shariraha This prana who is in this shariram is called sharira atma ar shariri shariraha ar shariri This annamaya is called shariram Prana is called Shariram. Why? Prana is in this Shariram. Prana is called Shariraha. Sharire bhavaha pranaha Sharira atma. Atma means inner self. Content. What is the container? Body is the container. Again, what is the shape of prana? Body shape. Right, left, all these things same. Now, this prana atma, Upanishad has presented prana atma. Now, Upanishad says, no, 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 prana also is not atma. Prana is also not atma. Then what is atman? Prana also is anatma only, karyam only, mithya only, kosha only. It has to do pravilapanam into its cause. What is its cause? We have to read that mantra. Okay? Next mantra we will read.
Tasmadva etasmat pranamayat
Tasmadva
Tasmat pranamaya anyantaratma manomayah
anyantaratma manomayah
tenaisha purnah
tenaisha purnah
sava esha purusha vidha eva
sava esha
Tasya purusha vidhatam
Tasya purusha vidhatam
Anvayam purusha vidhaham
Anvayam purusha vidhaham
தஸ்ய யஜுரேவ
சிரஹ
ருக் தக்ஷிண பக்ஷஹ சாமோத்தர பக்ஷஹ ஆதேஷ ஆத்மா அதர்வாங்கிரஸ புச்சம் பிரதிஷ்டம் தத்பியேஷ ஶ்லோகோ பவதி
So, Veshti Annamayam merges into Pranamayam. Samashti Annam merges into Samashti Prana. Now that, first we'll take Veshti Prana merges into Manomaya Kosha. Again, see, all six points you have to apply here also. See, people's mind is very, very gross. Subtlety, sensitivity is very less. Naturally, by birth, because made up of tamoguna, that sensitivity has to come. To get sensitivity, mind require purity. A pure mind can develop sensitivity. Sukshma grahitvam. Sensitivity means what? There are people, they say, I am so sensitive, Swamini. I am not talking about that sensitivity. That is not sensitivity. Possessiveness. Possessiveness, they don't like to say, I am so possessive, they don't like to say. Because they know that possessiveness is wrong. That's why they never say possessive. What they say, you know, I am so sensitive. Very style word they use, you know. A polished word. I'm not talking about that possessive people here. Sensitive means sukshma grahitvam. Grasping the very, very subtle subject is called sensitivity. Okay? They use that sensitivity in a negative sense. Shastra use the sensitivity means responding to a subtle subject matter. A subtle topic. Atma is a very, very subtle topic, very difficult to grasp. Therefore, Upanishad want to make our minds subtle and subtler and subtlest more so that you can grasp. For that, to get the subtle mind, one's heart has to become purer and purer. Keraf 16th chapter, okay? Daivi sampat. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampat. The pure mind will be the sensitive mind. Very, very easily it can grasp. So for to get that purity, only the upasana. Vyana prana, apana prana, that is a upasana. Dakshina pakshaha, uttara pakshaha. That upasana to sensitize our mind and to make our mind purer and purer. So the more you are pure in your thought, word and actions, your mind is so sensitive enough. Then you can understand easily. Therefore, now this prana atma is not real. It is also a product. Karyatva nischayaha. How Upanishad says, Tasmadva etasmad pranamayat. In the pranam vida, vere innunnu irikkan anyaha asti. Where? Antaraha manomayaha. Atma manomayaha. Manomaya atma is the interior than pranatma. This prana is only the karyam. Container. Prana is the container. Now prana is container. Previously prana was what? Content. And the prana is content. Annamayam is container. Now, prana content is going to become what? Going to in aayitthu. Container. That is called karyatva nischayaha. It is a product. Once you say it is a product, it must have got a cause. That is called manomaya atma. மனோமய ஆத்மா அந்தரஹா அஸ்தீன பிராண ஷரீரே அஸ்தீன கண்டென்ட் இஸ் மனோமயா தென் மைண்ட் இஸ் ஃபில்டு வித் வாட் தேன ஏஷ பூர்ணா திஸ் பிராணா இஸ் ஃபில்டு வித் ரியல்லி ஸ்பீக்கிங் மனோமயா மனோமய ஆத்மாவினாலதான் இந்த பிராணம் ஃபில்லா இருக்கேன் ஃபில்ட் அப் பூர்ணஹனால் பூர்ணம் கொடக்கட்டையெல்லாம் தெரியுமில்லையோ ஃபில்டு வித் வென் எவர் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் பூர்ணம் விநாயக சதுர்த்தி வருது நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக் வென் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் விநாயக சதுர்த்தி நெக்ஸ்ட் டு நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக் ஓகே டோன்ட் திங்க் நவ் இட்ஸ் எல் பிள்ளையார் சதுர்த்திக்கு கொடைக்கட்டை எல்லாம் பண்ணுவோம் பூர்ணம் எல்லாம் பண்ணும் போது ஃபில்டு வித் சிமிலர்லி திஸ் பிராணா இஸ் நத்திங் பட் இட் இஸ் ஃபில்டு வித் மனோமயம் ஸோ காரியத்வ நிச்சய வாட் எவர் இஸ் காரியம் மீன்ஸ் பிராணா இஸ் டிபெண்டிங் அப்பான் மனோமய மனோமய பிராணா இஸ் ஏ நாம ரூப நாம நாம்கே வாஸ்தி நாம அண்ட் ரூபா ஃபஸ்ட் அனாத்மத்வ நிச்சய ஒன்ஸ் மனோமய இஸ் த காஸ் திஸ் பிராணா இஸ் த ப்ராடக்ட் ப்ராடக்ட் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் வாட் அனாத்மா ஆல் தட் லிஸ்ட் ஹவ் டு கம் அனாத்மத்வ நிச்சய பிராண ஆத்மா இஸ் த கண்டெய்னர் வென் யூ சே இட் பிகம்ஸ் எ ப்ராடக்ட் காரியம் காரியத்வ நிச்சய இட்ஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் மனோமய ஆத்மா நம்பர் டூ சை இஃப் ஐ டேக் இட் அஸ் காரியம் இஃப் ஐ லுக் இட் இட் அஸ் மித்யா வாட் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட் என்ன தட் மித்யா வஸ்து வில் நாட் கிரியேட் எனி ராகத்வேஷா இன்மி அதுதான் மித்யாத்வ நிச்சய ஃபார் வாட் காரியத்துவ நிச்சய ஃபார் வாட் அனாத்மத்வ நிச்சய ஃபார் வாட்ன்னு It will not exploit me. It cannot threaten me. It cannot frighten me. It cannot create any emotions, upsets in me. It cannot create any attachment or aversion. Once I know that snake is mithya, how can it frighten me? Mithya snake cannot frighten me. Mithya snake pathet, I cannot run away. No aversion. And mithya seashell, that is silver, mithya silver paathi, I won't run after. So raga dvesha won't be there. Nimmadi. Okay. I am free from all attachments. I am free from all sorts of emotional problems. Once I recognize they are mithya. So pramanomaya atma is that cause. It is atma. Prana is mithya. Nama rupatvam. நாமரூப நிச்சய காரியத்துவ நிச்சய ஒன்றுக்கு ஒன்று அப்படியே வந்துடணும் ஆல் சிக்ஸ் வில் கம் ஒன் பை ஒன் பிராண இஸ் அனாத்மா பிராண இஸ் காரியம் பிராண இஸ் எ நாமரூபா பிராண இஸ் வாட் அனாத்மா பிராண இஸ் மித்யா பிராண பிரபிலாபனம் பிராண இஸ் கோஷா பிராணமய விக்கம் பிராணமய கோஷா ஐ எம் டாக்கிங் திஸ் டாபிக் ஃப்ரம் பாஸ்ட் 20 இயர்ஸ் பஞ்சகோஷா 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 பட் ஐ ஃபீல் எவ்ரி டைம் நியூ நியூ நோ ஐ லவ் டு ஸ்பீக் திஸ் டாபிக் பஞ்சகோஷ பிரக்ரியா வாட் எ மெத்தட் உபனிஷத் யூஸ் பிரில்லியன்ட் மெத்தட் ஸோ பிராணமய கோஷா கோஷத்வ நிச்சய பிராண ஹேஸ் நோ சப்ஸ்டான்ஷியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் ஓன் prana is depending upon manomaya atma prana is anatma it is mithya it is unreal because any unreal thing which appears it must have what a real substratum part is unreal appearing or not the appearing part is unreal This unreal part must have got some real substance. What is it? Clay. The unreal snake, which is appearing in front of me, it has got satya adhishtanam. Real substratum, real substance, that is rope. Isn't it? This prana maya kosha, once I have taken it as kosha, it is unreal. Mithya, it is appearing. Prana irukka illaya ipo. மனோமயமுக்கு வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் கூட பிராணம் இருக்கா இல்லையா? இருக்கு. ஆனால் எப்படிப்பட்ட பிராணம் அண்ணா? மித்யா பிராணம். ஏ நாம ரூபா, எத்தனை ஃபைவ் பிராணாஸ், வியானா சமான அபான உதான முக்கிய பிராண, ஃபைவ் பிராணாஸ் ஆல் புட் டுகெதர் நாம ரூபம். தே ஆர் ஆல் அன்ரியல் அண்ட் திஸ் பிராண ஈஸ் மித்யா. மித்யா வஸ்து மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் காட் ஏ ரியல் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம், தட் இஸ் மனோமய ஆத்மா. யுவர் ஷேடோ ஈஸ் டிபெண்டிங் அப்பான் வாட்? யுவர் ஒன்லி ஒரிஜினல் ஃபார்ம். ஷேடோ இஸ் ரியல் அண்ட் அன்ரியல். ஷேடோ கேன் த்ரெட்டன் யூ, ஷேடோ கேன் ஃப்ரைட்டன் யூ, ஷேடோ கேன் கிரியேட் எனி ராகா துவேஷ இன் யூ, பிகாஸ் இட் ஹேஸ் நோ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் ஓன். பிராணமய கோஷா ஈஸ் லைக் ஏ ஷேடோ. வாட் இஸ் ஒரிஜினல்? மனோமய ஆத்மா. கோஷா சொல்லக்கூடாது, இன்னும் கோஷம் ஆகலாது. So you have to meditate upon this manomaya atma, vyashti level, mind, samashti level also it is there, again Brahman. That look into the mantra, anyontara atma manomayaha, tenaisha purnaha, sava esha purusha vidha eva. In the manomayam also, what is its shape? Manomaya eppadi irukum na? எப்படி இருக்குன்னா பிராண ஷேப்பில் இருக்குன்னா. பிராண எந்த ஷேப்பில் இருக்குன்னா அன்னரசம் ஷேப்பில் இருக்கும். அன்னரசம் என்ன ஷேப்பில்ன்னா பாடி ஷேப்பில் இருக்குன்னா. புரியறதா? அன்னரசம் வந்து பாடி ஷேப்பில் இருக்கு, பிராணம் வந்து அதுதான். இங்கே ஜாகிரதையாக இருக்கணும். ஓகே, அன்னரசானிக்கு ஷேப்பு கிடையாதுன்னா ஆஃப்டர் திஸ் பாடி ஷேப் அலோன் கம் டு திஸ் அன்னமயம் பிராணமயம் அண்ட் மனோமயம் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் மனோமயா இஸ் ஷாரீர ஆத்மா. திஸ் பிராண வில் பிகம் வாட்? ஷரீரம், கண்டெய்னர், கண்டெய்னர். புருஷ வித ஏவ, பாடி எந்த ஷேப்பில் இருக்குமோ மனசு கூட அதே ஷேப்பில் இருக்கும், அதே ஸ்ட்ரக்சரில் இருக்கும். புருஷ வித ஏவ தஸ்ய அன்வயம் புருஷ விதா, சேம் ஹியூமன் ஃபார்ம் ஓன்லி மனஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட். திஸ் மனோமய ஈஸ் ஆஃப் ஹியூமன் ஃபார்ம் ஓன்லி. புருஷ விதா ஏவ அனு மீன்ஸ் இன் கீப்பிங் வித், அன்வயம் மீன்ஸ் அனு அயம், அயம் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் ஹியூமன் ஃபார்ம் ஓன்லி, in keeping with this human form only an artha. Purusha vidhatam, keeping with the human form only, manomayam also has got a form. So manomaya is the content, satya atma, that is the content, sharira atma. Now do upasana. This, since manomaya atma is the content, it is the karanam, this upasaka has to do what? Meditation. Again, sakama phalam, nishkama phalam. If you want jnanam, only nishkama phalam, moksha. If you want only sakama phalam, what is that phalam? Upasana. Yajureva siraha. This is called ahangraha upasana. Siraha means the head, important, is called yajurveda. Yajurveda is the head. Then rug dakshina pakshaha, rugveda is the right wing, sama veda is uttara pakshaha, the left wing. In that manomaya also has got the same head, this is the head for manomaya, right hand is the right hand for manomaya, left hand is the left side for manomaya, legs, foot is the foot for manomaya. So therefore, meditate upon manomaya, 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 you have to meditate. Vatana, yajurveda, rigveda, dakshina pakshaha, samaha, left side samaveda, right side rigveda, adesha atma. Adesha means that brahmana portion is the self. Adesha means central ritualistic portion. Atharvangirasa, Atharvana Veda. Brahmana portion is Atharvangirasa, means here deals with the material prosperity, that Atharvana Veda. Whole Atharvana Veda talks about your health and wealth. இப்பவே போய் படிக்க போறேன், நான் தெரியும். ஹெல்த் அண்ட் வெல்த், ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி மீன்ஸ் வெல்த், ஹெல்த் ஹவு டு கெட் ஹெல்த், தட் இஸ் அதர்வண வேதா பிராமண போர்ஷன் இட் டாக்ஸ். அதர்வ அங்கிரசா, அதர்வாங்கிரஸ், பிகாஸ் அங்கிரஸ் இஸ் த ப்ரொஃபவுண்டர் ஆஃப் தட் அதர்வண வேத மந்திராஸ், தேர் ஃபோர் அதர்வாங்கிரசா. புச்சம் ஃபுட், the tail, which is the support. Why support? Adharva Veda is support. And Rugvedan dhani support, Swamini. Yajur Veda support, Chalalame. Adharva Veda, Nalavad Veda, Vendhik support, Anna. Shankaracharya writes, see, that Adharva Veda, by following which rituals, you get wealth, health. If you have health only, you get wealth. If you have wealth only, you will get knowledge. Therefore, without a wealth you don't get knowledge, without health you don't get wealth, ellame interconnected. Okay, health corresponds to, represents Durga Devi, wealth represents adhu nalla theriyum swami, health ku Durga ani kuda theriyadu, wealth ku yaarana Dhanalakshmi, Dhanalakshmi. That wealth you can earn when you have health. Without health, there is no wealth. Without wealth, no knowledge. You have to buy books, you have to come all the way, no, by vehicle, you have to travel, you need money. So, health, wealth, knowledge. Saraswati. Who is important? Health is important or wealth is important? Knowledge is important. All the three are important. Mami, knowledge only important, anna. Shastra never say like that. Saraswati is possible only when Lakshmi is there. Lakshmi is possible only when Durga is there. இந்த மூடு இல்லைன்னா அவுட் அர்த்தம், மூடு இருக்கணும். அதுக்கு தான் அதர்வாங்கிரச புச்சம்னா. அந்த ரிச்சுவலிஸ்டிக் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் மந்த்ராஸ், வேத மந்த்ராஸ், அதர்வ வேதா கிவ்ஸ் யூ, பை ப்ராக்டிசிங் சச் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் இட் கிவ்ஸ் ஹெல்த். By getting that health, you get wealth. By getting wealth, what? I can take you to that, what? Fifth kosha, slowly, gradually. So that your mind becomes sensitive enough. Purer and purer. Now you know why yoga class? That's yoga class. I'm a Vedanta student. You're a Vedanta student, you have to study 10 more years, 15 more years. You need health. Without health, you can never get knowledge. Aside point, okay. I am always connecting my yoga classes this and that. So that's why I teach yoga only for the sake of Vedanta, not interested in your health. Okay, I am selfish. I am very, very selfish. Because good selfishness, okay. It is not bad. Good selfishness, na, if you get good health only, you can come to my class. If you come to my class only, you can listen properly. If you listen properly only, you get Jeevan Mukti. Your Jeevan Mukti means you can be happy. So ultimately, I'm interested in what? Your well-being. Not I, any teacher for that matter. Really speaking, Veda is interested in your well-being. But we are pushing away, no? Who is the loser? Not the teacher, not the Veda. The listener. Listener. Health illenna ukara mudiyuma enna? Sariya. You cannot sit. So adharva angirasa puccham. Puccham na tail. Just as to the bird, tail is very important. Tail illenna bird cannot fly. Namaku puccham irundha odiduvom, no? We can fly in. Its wings and the tail is very important. That's why Upanishad presents in such a way. Right wing, left wing, pucham, the tail. Tadapi eshaha shlokaha bhavati. Upasana over. Now, this is called upasana. Meditate upon this manomaya. This head is that, what Veda? Yajurveda. And right wing is what? Rigveda. Left wing is what? Samaveda. Pucham, the tail is fit. comes under Atharvan Veda. Meditate upon this Manomaya Atma is the content, is the Atma, is the Karanam, is the Satyam. You have to meditate upon. When can you meditate? Once you look at this prana is insignificant. This prana cannot exist. Prana to function, manas is very important. Another aside point, aside is very important. So other commentators, right, Sayanacharya and many people, why Upanishad presents external Vedas as to meditate upon our body? Previous Vyana Prana, Apana Prana, Udana Prana, they are included in our body. But whereas Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, they are not in my body, but they are external. Here Adeshaha means injunctions. We are not having only 5 commandments or 10 commandments. We have got thousands of commandments. Vidhi means, Adesha means what? Vidhi, commandment. By following the commandments, connected to the manas, manomaya, Shankaracharya brilliantly writes, another commentators also writes, see, manas ki Veda ki connection enna, Veda, even though it is external, I know that, Upanishad says, Upanishad knows that, even though it is external, it is as good as in your mind only. Why? Any shabda outside is nothing but a thought only. Thought only. So all thoughts comes into words. Words are in the form of sounds. Sounds and thoughts cannot be separated. For example, suppose your son or daughter, some important person, writes a letter. When you are reading those letters, who comes in your mind? That person will come in the mind, and that person, as though he is talking. But what you are reading here? Only letters. But you never remember this is a paper, these are the words written by which language, you never bother. But you remember whom? Only the person. How these words, these letters, are ordinary ink, paper, taking you to that person? From what form? Tell me. Thought form. Thought form, you are going there. As the person is standing in front of you. The words have got such a power. The shabda has got a power. When you are talking by phone also, only the words, the sound only. But you feel the person's presence or not? As though the person is with you. Person is with you. You feel. I hope so. You feel or not? You feel. That's why Veda mantras are not outside. Shabda mantra is in the thought form only. Now I am talking the words. When I am talking, these words are converted into what? In your mind, as thoughts. My words are coming out, they are what? Only my thoughts. My thoughts are converted into words, and my words are presented in a language, and you are listening. Those words, sounds, shabdam, you are converting as what? Thoughts. Otherwise, how can you convert again immediately as a word? Have you thought of all these things? My thoughts are only, I am converting into sounds. My sounds, you are converting into thoughts. That's why it becomes an information to you. It is not a mere sound for you. It is a sound. If it is a sound, it is a blabbering. I hope so. My words are not sounds to you. They are making some sense. They are making sense. Sounds can make sense. Means where? In which kosha, tell me? In which? Manomaya. Therefore, Veda and Manas both are not different. Shabda and Vrittayaha. Vritti means thought. Yajur Vrittina. Rig Vritti. Rig Mantra Vrittayaha. Yajur Veda Mantra Vrittayaha. All mantras converted into thoughts. Otherwise, any teacher can, how they can speak, no? They are called vrittayaha. Yajur vrittayaha, rig vrittayaha, rig mantra vritti, yajur mantra vritti, adharvana mantra vritti, yella mantra vritti in the form of thoughts. That is the intention. Another important mantra, Upanishad rig mantra is quoting the greatness, the glorification of this manomaya. As Hiranyagarbha, you have to meditate upon. Having meditated, how to meditate? Anna? If you know the glory only, you will meditate. What is that glory? Very important mantra is going to come. Fourth Anuvaka, we will read that mantra in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.